Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Talk about HOAs and condo associations on here quite a bit. And of course, an HOA could be regarding a house in a neighborhood, and a condo association, of course, involves a condominium. And sometimes they refer to the condo association as an HOA, just to keep things nice and confusing for the average person. But I got a story out of Hawaii in a place called Kiaho, where the HOA there is fining a condo owner $100 a day for feeding cats. Right now, that number has hit about $26,000, and it's going to keep climbing because the woman has said she has no intention of stopping what she's doing. So the condo owner is facing upwards of $26,000 in fines, but those numbers are still climbing. And that's from the Homeowners Association because she's been feeding two wild cats who've lived in the condo complex for years. Now, wild cats, these are house cats, but they're not, you know, it's not like an ocelot or something. But they lived outside for a long time, and everyone in the neighborhood, again, knows these cats, apparently. So she's being fined $100 a day. She's not paying the fines, but the fines are racking up, and they're raising the number daily because she's said she doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon. Now, she's named the cats Bob and Carol. And the cats are probably around 9 years old each. So, you know, a cat can live a lot longer than that. And, of course, Bob and Carol are kind of unusual names for cats. Never heard cats named either of those names. But they've lived on the property longer than the woman has lived there. So when she bought the condo, they were already there. They weren't in the condo. They were just outside the condo. Now, the cats aren't wild in the sense that they appear to be healthy and taken care of. Rather, they are community cats who are healthy, well-behaved, and have lived outdoors around the complex for the last 9 years. They just took a liking to my unit or something, the woman told Big Island Now. I took it to heart to feed them. Well, some people will know and recognize this, that many animals, including cats and dogs, if you feed them, will suddenly like you. I hate to break news to you. Those animals are mercenary. If someone else feeds them, they'll like them too. She says she's going to continue feeding them as well. She's 73 years old, and she began renting out the condo that she purchased in 2015. But around 3 years ago, she learned that her tenants had been feeding the cats on the lanai every night around sunset. The evening ritual didn't seem to bother her neighbors, she said, or anyone else. So when she rented the condo out to new tenants, she told the tenants that they needed to feed those cats. And it takes about 6 or 7 minutes a night, but the tenants apparently said, fine, you want us to feed the cats, feed the cats. She said they're community cats, adding that she knew of the cats well before she learned her tenants would be feeding them. And they don't bother a soul. But around a year ago, the HOA informed her that keeping and feeding animals is against the rules of the HOA, and she could be subject to fines if she didn't stop. So apparently it says that keeping and feeding animals. Now, I'm surprised that they phrased it that way, and I'm wondering if you're not allowed to have pets at all, because I've heard of condos that say that you can have one pet or some kind of limitation like that, but to say you cannot have any pets at all, I'm a little surprised, but again, it's possible. It's possible. She said not feeding the cats wasn't that simple for her because before Bob and Carol were there, there was another community cat named Uncle. And he lived there and was fed on the property until he passed away. And apparently no one ever complained about that either. So she said that if she suddenly stops feeding and putting out food and water for the animals, that would be considered, she says, animal cruelty. And she points out that there's actually a statute in Hawaii that says that you cannot treat an animal in a cruel fashion. And she said this is their home, referring to the area, not the actual condo. So she says, I'm caught between a rock and a hard spot. After her warning about a year ago, she continued to feed the animals. On March 15th, she received a letter from the senior management executive from the condo association, notifying her that she had so far incurred $25,900 in fines for feeding the cats. The letter lists the bylaws that prohibit feeding or keeping animals and informs her that she'd been warned in June of 2021 that this punishment could be levied against her if she continued to feed the cats. As of today, you or someone in your unit has been feeding the cats for 259 days. You are now being fined $25,900, and the amount will be added to your association amount. And what this implies is that somebody's actually checking every single day, unless they're just kind of connecting the dots and assuming it's true. The letter continues, the fines will increase if the cats continue to be fed. Now here's a quote from the letter. Witnesses have been reporting daily feedings on the lanai, and going forward, you will be fined $100 for each report of feeding cats on the property. If the reports of feeding the cats on property continue, the board will continue to increase the fines until this issue is resolved. Now, the management company is the property management company that cares for the property. They were reached by phone on Monday, and the company referred all questions to the guy who wrote the letter. That guy did not return a phone message to Big Island Now, but sent an email stating, "I am not the person to speak to," and referred all questions to the association's attorney. When asked for that attorney's contact information, the man stated in an email that he provided the attorney with Big Island Now's contact information, and if you'd like to speak to you, he will call you. Big Island Now is not contacted by the attorney as of Monday. A phone message left with the president, as well as a phone message left to the vice president, went unreturned. Story will be updated should the board contact Big Island Now. Now, there is a hearing on the matter scheduled for a little bit down the road here, which will take place via Zoom, and the woman has hired an attorney to represent her. Her attorney said the case seems unusual to her, not only because of the outrageous dollar figure of the fine, but also because the cats have been on the property for nearly a decade, as have other cats, and no other owner has ever been fined as far as they can tell. There has been a substantial shift in behavior by the board from taking no action regarding the cats to suddenly taking profound action against Cooper. And the attorney says, "Selective enforcement is what I would call it." Now, the definition of a pet by Hawaii statute definition is also tricky. It defines pets as animals not being kept for consumption, which the cats obviously would fall under. But the law doesn't specify for cats like Bob and Carol, who are not pets by the common conception of household family members, so to speak, but who live outdoors and on properties. Now, she said she couldn't speculate why her client was being subjected to the fines when other residents hadn't been in the past, and said, "I would sure love to know the answer to that same question." Meanwhile, the woman who's been feeding the cats is also receiving help from an animal relocation and education service who was helping her raise funds for her legal fight. Some people might say, why don't they just relocate the cats? I'm not saying that's necessarily the answer, but I'm saying some people are going to suggest that. The woman from the cat rescue says, "I'm digging my teeth into it because it's ridiculous," referring to the situation. She said that relocating feral cats isn't a feasible solution because there's nowhere to take them. Also, cats are very territorial and often find their way back to the place from which they came. They also said that the woman wants to continue to do the right thing, which is to feed the cats, and also doesn't want to see them obviously starve. "I don't understand why it's become an issue after all these years." She's added that she heard that she could have a lien levied against her condo in light of the escalating fines, but even that won't stop her because she said what is right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And those two statements are often corollaries, I believe. It boils down to, quite simply, the woman is feeding cats that apparently come up to her backyard in the evening, and she's been doing this on a daily basis, and she's been open about it, and she thought, at least until recently, that everyone knew about this, everyone was good with this, and quite frankly, is it harming anybody? I'm sure that's what she'd say. I'm reading a little bit into this. And now, everybody's seen, I think, neighborhoods where there are cats that appear to be neighborhood cats. And, you know, the question is, are they harming anybody? And that's the first question. But the real issue does boil down to, what do the rules of the condo association say, or the HOA? And I've mentioned before, and a lot of people get really upset when I talk about HOAs. And I've talked to people who've lived in them, who've had nightmarish experiences. But I also have to tell you that I will invariably get at least one or two comments in the section below the video from people saying, "Steve, I live in an HOA, or I lived in an HOA, and I liked it. It you know, things are clean and neat, and people had to live by certain rules, one step above what they had to live by just in a general neighborhood. And I like that. And there's people out there who like that, and I've got no problem with that. The point is that when you buy into a condo or a homeowners association and you get the rule booklet, most people, from what I can tell, don't read it. And they just kind of jump to a conclusion in their mind as to, if I kind of just don't do anything crazy, I'll be okay. And I've mentioned before that there's things in those rules that most people wouldn't be able to predict. And once they read the rules, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't think that would be there. Such as, I've mentioned before, the color of your house, the color of your drapes, what kind of plants you can plant in your front yard. You know, whether you build a shed in your backyard, how big is it and can it be seen from the road or the street? I mean, there are often very, very specific rules where you're looking at going, why'd they even think of that? Somebody must have had a problem with that color because that color is now illegal. And so if you're buying into a property that has an HOA or a condo association, if it has bylaws or rules or covenants you have to obey, you should read those first. And I hate to say this, but don't read them thinking, oh, I'm sure I'll be okay as long as I stay off the radar. No. All it takes is one person to either be a loudmouth or to get on the board who suddenly wants to start enforcing rules like they're the inspectors of NASCAR, literally going out on a daily basis looking for things to complain about. And that is always a possibility. And for every person who's told me that they liked living in an HOA, I've also heard from somebody who said, I was living in an HOA and had no problems for a while. And then something changed. And that something was someone got on the board or someone became a loudmouth and started going around complaining about rules violations. And so these are always possibilities. So a situation like this very well could end up in court. Now, it's possible that the attorney for the HOA and the woman's attorney can work out some kind of deal. But I suspect they're going to say, at the end of the day, you've got to stop feeding those cats. Because there's a rule that says specifically you can't. And if we let you break a rule after you've made national news, people are going to say, oh, none of these rules are enforceable then. I can violate all of them. That's what they're going to be scared of. I understand that that's not how things really are. I'm simply pointing out that will be the argument, okay? But if it goes to court, and I've seen these things go to court, I was on a condo association board. I was an attorney, as was the head of the board. But we had an attorney who represented us who went into court. I'm very, very familiar with how the litigation works. And I'm here to tell you that if you go into court and say, Your Honor, I bought a condo. I'm a member of the condo association. And I'm breaking this one rule on a daily basis, but I don't think I should get in trouble for it. And the other side's going to stand up and go, Your Honor, they bought the property. Here are the rules. They got these rules the day they closed. They were available before they bought the property. And the rule clearly says this, and they're violating it. There's no question they're violating it. Judges, more likely than not, will say, guess what? That's an agreement you entered into when you bought the property. You are stuck with those rules. It's unfortunate that it's come to this, but that's where we are. And I've seen judges say, I'm very sympathetic to your cause. I understand the feeling you have. And don't get me wrong, I love animals. I love animals. I do. But if I was a judge, I'd have to look at this and go, but the rules say this. And you understand that you agreed to that when you moved in. So that's a possibility. What I like to see in situations like this is if there is some form of compromise or settlement, and that might be where they say, hey, look, let's find some way to get these cats taken care of where they don't come back to your back porch every single evening looking for food. Because they're not doing that just because they like you. They're doing that because they like to get fed. And I have a sneaky feeling it's not the only meal they get. They probably get fed elsewhere. So there is a story out of Kiaohu, Kiaho. That's the story from there. The HOA fines condo owner $26,000, and it's going up, for feeding the cats. And this is from BigIslandNow.com. Tom Hasslinger wrote this. Both Sam and Scott sent me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. No matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on, and it will be better tomorrow.